to really go after his opponent, whether in the primaries it was lying Ted Cruz or little Marco Rubio or now crooked Hillary Clinton. It doesn't mean it's not an effective campaigning technique, but it does mean that you really don't know what President Trump will do because he's given you no actually thoughtful definition of what his policies would be. And he's used it in a very special way. He'll put out a quick 140-character, you know, very provocative message, lock Hillary up or stop Muslims. And just an army of people, whether or not they're directly connected with the Trump campaign or just fervent supporters, will retweet that message until it spreads like wildfire. Because the mainstream media has been really happy to ride the wave of that, to just simply follow the controversy, it means that that social media message, although in 140 characters you can't really say much of substance, has tended to take the lead. The New York Times, for example, has been trying to hold Trump to account and has been trying to focus on issues. And only this week has been raising the issue again of his aggressive tax avoidance. But unless others pick that up, instead of, say, talking about Hillary Clinton's emails, that message tends to be buried.